Ms. Esther, you are first on this one. What are your thoughts on the state of downtown Galesburg? What has been successful in fostering growth and development thus far, and what else needs to be done?
Well, for the state of downtown Galesburg, it's not perfect, but we're starting to look amazing, I feel. We've made great progress over the past few years with our community art center. I'm sure you've noticed the scaffolding out front. Knox Galesburg Symphony's buildings looking great as well. Park Plaza, the Galesburg sign, the new library, and soon Broadview will be coming down starting next week. Get your hard hats ready. I feel the city, and as working with KCAP and the Chamber and tourism, has done a great job to support these projects with the creation of the TIF districts and also the support groups such as the Music and Mural Committees and Downtown Community Partnership of Galesburg, which I serve on both boards. The Downtown Community Partnership of Galesburg, I've been on for 2 years and has brought us Cafe in the Park, Chocolate Fest, Brew and Chew. Mural Committees bringing murals and music, a music festival. The new incentive programs for women and minority-owned business grants and the facade grants to improve the local look of downtown. And these initiatives need to continue so the forward momentum continues. I have great hopes for a vibrant, active, and attractive downtown. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Chera.
I think downtown is the jewel of Galesburg. The fact that you can't find parking on a Saturday night when you want to get something to eat is a very good sign. The infrastructure is great with the Art Center, many of the entities already mentioned, Discovery Depot, Orpheum, the restaurants. We have our Amtrak station. I'm told that we have 110,000 step-offs of that train per year, and that would be something that is wonderful that we could really build on. In my research, it appears that for every dollar spent on tourism, anywhere from $7 to $15 is returned to your city. Of course, every study is a little different, but that seems like a very good investment. We should continue to encourage development downtown, such as out of the second floor spaces where we could have more apartments or living spaces like Seminary Street. I think that would be something attractive to many people who might want to retire here, or maybe just people who enjoy urban living. I think it's great that the city and the downtown council work together on grants to assist people who do want to invest in our older buildings. And I believe that we should make sure that our streets and sidewalks and public buildings are well maintained to help create a good impression for visitors and residents.
Thank you. Mr. Cox.
The downtown Galesburg is in good shape, but it can always be better. Galesburg is lucky to have a group of downtown property owners who have formed together to create the downtown council. This group pays an additional property tax on their properties, and that money is kept in the downtown and used for grants for downtown building improvements. As Public Works Director, I had an opportunity to work closely with that group. We've also utilized the tax increment financing, or TIF districts, in the downtown to help make infrastructure improvements. TIF funds come from the increase in property values within that district, and those funds, rather than go to the taxing bodies, stay within that district and are used for infrastructure improvements as the money is accumulated over time. The thing about TIFs is that they cannot be created in an area that's already in good condition and well-developed. So I hope we will continue to invest in the downtown, and I look forward to a time when the downtown does not qualify for a TIF because it's fully developed and thriving. It's important for the citizens of Galesburg to shop downtown, support downtown businesses, and to shop locally. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman.
I think it is tremendous, and it's getting better all the time, and the potential for our downtown is limitless. I'm excited about that in every way possible. Our role as a city council is to continue to do everything we can to help its growth, to promote its growth, to promote its prosperity. And we can do that by what we can do as a city council in terms of helping it financially, ordinances, things that help it stay with beautification and cleanliness measures. And not put up barriers for those folks that want to build. Oftentimes we have things in terms of regulations and other stuff that gets in the road of what people want to do. We want to remove those so they can get things done, not staying in their road to keep those things from happening. I think we also need to take a look at how can we do things to help with our restaurant and beverage taxes so that we can help again with doing things there. That makes those types of things difficult for restaurants and things like that that have become a staple downtown. We can do all this best by working with the stakeholders. Anytime that you are trying to help someone, it's best to go directly to them and work with all those other entities that are shirt-tail entities, those, our KCAP, our tourism, things like that. And if we do that, we're going to continue to get better. And also observing other communities and how they do things and compare notes. We do that in the coaching world all the time to help make our programs better. Small business is an important foundational piece in our community, no question about it.
Thank you. I will repeat the question. What are your thoughts on the state of downtown Galesburg? What has been successful in fostering growth and development thus far, and what else needs to be done? Mr. Hicks.
Thank you so much. A lot of the points that I was going to make have already been covered, so I won't go over those. But some of the things that I think that could help, I think we could create an urban living zone downtown Galesburg. I mean, downtown Galesburg is doing exceptionally well. There's been a lot of recent improvements. The YMCA building, the old bank that's been turned the YMCA, and all the offices up above that is a great asset to the city. The Park Plaza, we've saved 120 East Main Street from demolition, but then there are ones like my colleague Jackie has mentioned, the Broadview will be coming down, which is beyond repair, and that's a footprint that we can use to expand some improvements in downtown. But urban living, I think if we could somehow come up with incentives that would help the second floors of some of the buildings downtown to become apartments. And then you would have some density that would be created in downtown, which would help the businesses that are there. You'd have more people that live, work, and play there, and they would be spending their money there. But it's also critical that infrastructure is important. I mean, you have visitors coming, like Heather said, there's 110,000 folks jumping off the train on an annual basis. You need to have the sidewalks in good shape so if they're walking around and going to restaurants and going to Discovery Depot that they're getting there safely. So that's my ideas.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman.
Hi, yes. Downtown Galesburg is a great piece of the puzzle of what Galesburg is. We have a large variety of different shops, restaurants, things that you normally don't see. It's not fast food. It's different things that we normally don't get to experience all the time. But it's great to be able to go see those restaurants. Also, we have, you know, I learned so much about this question because I was like, what about downtown Galesburg? So I reached out to the Galesburg Tourism, and they said in Galesburg they bring in $81 million from tourism every single year. That blew my mind that a lot of this is downtown Galesburg. Downtown Galesburg is the second visited place here in Galesburg, only behind Lake Story, which blew my mind. Being from Galesburg all this time and my whole entire life, I'm like, Lake Story number one, downtown Galesburg number two, okay. So I think that's pretty cool, and that's saying a lot for those people that have businesses down there and also the city of Galesburg, that they've done the right things to keep those businesses there and look at them the way they're expanding. A lot of these businesses, they didn't look like this 5, 10 years ago. Now you got ones that they're gorgeous. Restaurants look like big cities, and they're in little old Galesburg. But I definitely think the city has done a great job with those programs, and hopefully we can keep on making programs and extending more businesses to be the opportunity to come to downtown Galesburg.
Thank you. Mr. Wallace.
State of downtown Galesburg. I think one thing we need to realize, we need to stop selling our properties to outside entities that we have to chase around and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars so that we can recognize. And that comes back on the taxpayer, that we have to get them tore down and try to keep them as local as possible. A vital downtown is important. We want a downtown that's both attractive to visitors and useful for our residents, and we've made significant progress in that. A gentleman asked me about the Christmas lights that weren't in the square. And I was like, well, we should have a Christmas tree there, and we recognize it. You know, there's beautiful lights down there. We're successful in getting the former Broadview, like we've said. We should continue to work with our city manager and others to seek grants, new developments, and business. We're branding downtown, branding Galesburg, in the process of, you know, making it more attractive. Strategic goals have been developed Discovery People is one of the biggest entities that we have for attraction, and I never knew that, but that's a big deal, and we fund it. You know, Union Station, the availability for anybody to come in and work and transfer back out to wherever they want to. It's the most strategic place that I've ever lived in the United States. We go everywhere. Interstate 74, the railroad, seven different directions around, across this country. You know, so we have the means. We just have to have the cooperation.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
Well, downtown has greatly improved over the last few years, but I think there's still room for improvement. There's been so much talk about a railroad museum where they have different train setups and things like that. We had a wonderful one at the mall. My grandson is in the trains tremendously. I mean, he comes over every 2 weeks. We got to go to the rail yard, look at the trains. So we need to really get on that and get this museum done. And like some others have said, I spent an hour and a half with Denise from Discovery Depot. Never been in it. It's a very big eye-opener. 70,000 people come through that a year. And Galesburg has not funded it. They had TIF programs up until a year ago, but it's great for the local people to shop locally, downtown, and it shows the outside people that we're proud of what we have.